This is Today in History, April the 21st. On this day in 1509, England's King Henry VII died. He was succeeded by his 17-year-old son, Henry VIII. Also on this day in 1649, the Maryland Toleration Act, providing for freedom of worship for all Christians, was passed by the Maryland Assembly. And in 1789, John Adams was sworn in as the first Vice President of the United States. Also in 1836, an army of Texans led by Sam Houston defeated the Mexicans at San Jacinto, assuring Texas independence. Also on this day in 1910, author Samuel Langhorne Clemens, better known as Mark Twain, died in Reading, Connecticut at age 74. On this day in 1918, Manfred von Richthofen, 25, the German ace known as the Red Baron, who was believed to have downed 80 enemy aircraft during World War I, was himself shot down and killed while in action over France. On this day in 1930, fire broke out inside the overcrowded Ohio Penitentiary in Columbus, killing 332 inmates. And in 1977, the musical play Annie, based on the Little Orphan Annie comic strip, opened on Broadway, beginning a run of 2,377 performances.
I'm not gonna let them give me or you. And don't worry, I'll take care of you. And everything's gonna be fine, boy. For the both of us. If not today, well, the sun'll come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
In 1986, a rediscovered vault in Chicago's Lexington Hotel that was linked to Al Capone was opened during a widely watched live TV special hosted by Geraldo Rivera. Aside from a few bottles and a sign, the vault turned out to be empty.
You know, when we began opening this vault nearly 2 hours ago, we had no real idea what we'd find inside. As it turns out, we haven't found very much, at least not yet.
Also on this day in 1998, astronomers announced in Washington that they had discovered possible signs of a new family of planets orbiting a star 220 light years away, the clearest evidence to date of worlds forming beyond our solar system. And on this day in 1973, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree tops the U.S. pop charts and creates a cultural phenomenon. The yellow ribbon has long been a symbol of support for absent or missing loved ones. There are some who believe that the tradition of the yellow ribbon dates back as far as the Civil War era, when a yellow ribbon in a woman's hair indicated that she was taken by a man who was absent due to service in the United States Army. But research by professional folklorists has found no evidence to support that story. The Library of Congress itself traces this cultural phenomenon of this powerful symbol to the well-known song by Tony Orlando and Dawn, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree, which topped the U.S. pop charts on this day in 1973. Tie a Yellow Ribbon was a massive international hit, holding the top spot on both the U.S. and U.K. charts for four consecutive weeks and earning upwards of 3 million radio plays in 1973. It was sung from the perspective of a man returning home after 3 years in prison and looking anxiously for an agreed-upon sign that the woman he loved would welcome his return. Songwriters Irwin Levine and L. Russell Brown got the idea for the song from a story they'd heard while in the Army. New York newspaper columnist Pete Hamill sued Levine and Brown for copyright infringement because he believed they took the idea from a 1971 column of his relating a very similar story as fact. Hamill dropped his suit, however, when researchers uncovered multiple versions of the same general tale dating back at least as far as the 1950s. Fast forward to January 1981, when the Library of Congress was inundated by press inquiries over the historical roots of the yellow ribbon. What prompted the sudden interest in the origins of the tradition was the spontaneous appearance all around the country of yellow ribbons welcoming the U.S. hostages home after 440 days in captivity in Iran. The library's experts heard assertions of connections to the 1949 John Wayne film She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, and they found a 1917 song called Round Her Neck She Wears a Yellow Ribbon for her lover who is fur away. But they found no actual evidence of anyone ever actually wearing yellow ribbons or tying them to trees, lampposts, etc. Instead, the Library of Congress ruled that the most compelling evidence explaining the origin of the yellow ribbon tradition was to be found in a television interview with Penelope Langan, whose ribbon-bedecked Maryland home appears to have started the trend in 1981. It just came to me, she said, to give people something to do. Rather than throw dog food at Iranians, I said, why don't they tie a yellow ribbon round an old oak tree? That's how it started, end quote. Her reported inspiration, the Tony Orlando song that reached number one, April 21st, 1973, on this day in history.